All right. Designation for injuries for the Raven game. Wesley Woodyard, limited, questionable. Chris Cooper, limited, questionable. Demaryius Thomas, full, probable. Trendon Holiday, full, probable. Matt Willis, full, probable. Any questions?
John Moreno wasn't maybe spectacular last week, but he's very effective. What's that do for the offense?
Well, I think it's how you define spectacular. I thought he was pretty good both in the run game and in the pass game. I've been pleased with his performance and expect nothing but his best this Sunday.
What does that balance do for the offense?
Well, it helps. It keeps the defense guessing. I mean, they can't you don't become one-dimensional, whether it's all run or all pass. I think it's important that you be able to do both as an offense in this league to be successful. And, we do our best every week, our staff, our players, to try to create that balance.
John, you've given up 17 or 19 sacks when Cooper doesn't play. That big
Again, I don't think it's one guy. I don't think it ever is. There's a lot of guys involved in the pass protection, from the quarterback to the wideouts, running backs. So I just think that's really by chance.
John, there's your edge pass rushers have 10 strip sacks. Is that more of a point of emphasis this year, just growth in their games?
No, I think, obviously it takes talented players, which I believe we have, and then I think our staff does an excellent job of coaching protection and understanding that, and then once you get there, we drill it quite a bit on how to get the ball out. So just like every phase of the game, it's something you practice and emphasize, and they're doing a good job of executing it.
Is that the best chance the defense has to force a fumble, that kind of play?
Again, it can happen all kind of ways. I mean, I've seen, sometimes people just flop it on the ground. I've seen fumbled snaps. They usually come in droves when they do happen. And, sometimes they're forced, sometimes they're unforced.
You ever get frustrated with how many fumbles you've caused, but you haven't recovered very many?
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of our theme all season. We've worked on it. We drill it, and hopefully we'll be a little more fortunate moving forward.
Is there just randomness to it, though, at some point, because of the way the ball bounces, cliche goes?
The ball does bounce funny. Obviously, there's teams that do better jobs than others as far as creating them, and then teams that do better job than others of putting it on the ground. If you watch every week in the National Football League, it just happens. So, we practice it just like everybody else. Both teams work on it very hard.
Okay, thank you, folks.